Yes, the cat has gone insane. I even
Oh.
put her in the shower today because she pissed me off. And she kept me up until 7 o'clock in the morning jumping on me.
I think we're recording.
Okay,
Yes.
cut that.
That's a blooper, baby.
That's not a blooper, that's a TMI.
That's a blooper.
Nobody puts the kitty in the shower. She, no, she deserved it. I was walking by and she attacked my leg and she even bit at my pants. I'm like, I don't think so. So I picked her up and I put her in the shower. I'm like, take that.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Darlings, how are you? It is a beautiful October 10th. The air is a little bit crispy and the leaves are gorgeous. My cat is still in heat. As you can hear, she is just delightful. She went in the shower earlier today. We have the effervescent, the darling, the titillating co-host Teresa.
Well, hello, darling.
Hello. And we also have the beautiful, the vivacious, the extremely funny and
Angel
charming and delightful
face.
Angel face, actually.
Hola, muchachos.
So it's been 2 weeks since we've been together on the show because there was an error last week, or the week before, I'm sorry. So we have so much to cover. And then we do have one guest today, the amazing Scotty Roberts, who is putting on the Paradigm Symposium, and he's also the managing editor of oh shoot, what is it? I just lost what the I get the magazine. What is it? Okay.
It's
Well,
not fate.
no, he is not with Fate. Anyway, so we have so much to go over. T, how's your last T week? How's your last T week
How are
been?
your last 2 weeks?
Well, darling, it's been exciting.
Intrepid,
It's
Intrepid magazine. Sorry. Go ahead.
Intrepid magazine called. No. It's just been really, really crazy. I was inundated with box elder bugs,
Ew.
which I'm fine if they're on the outside of my house, but I don't like sleeping with them. And there was probably about 20 of them in my room one night crawling about, and I'm going, ew. And so I had to go all ninja on them. And I got me my squirt bottle of water and I squeezed some dish soap in there, probably about a quarter of the bottle. And then I started spraying the little buggers and I'm going, die, die, box elder, die. So I was busy killing and box elder bug massacre. And that led up to, oh, about 2 days later, I was outside with my puppies. And you know my doggies. And one of them is a rat terrier beagle mix. His name is Loki. And he's like 25 pounds of solid muscle. So I have the two dogs on my retractable leash, right? And I've got the spray bottle for the box elder bugs in the other. And I'm on like the third to the top step of my entryway, and I'm squirting away at these box elder bugs. The dogs are behind me doing their thing, and all of a sudden Loki saw something behind me and bolted. And he literally pulled me up and over the railing of the stairs.
Oh, my.
And I landed flat on my back. And there was a lot of cussing. And I am just so thankful that Bella, my really little dog, had the presence of mind to get the heck out of the way. Or she would have been like the picture of the, you know, the fat lady with the little tiny dog in her butt cheeks. That would have been Bella had she not moved.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been dealing with a nice flare up of my fibromyalgia and my back pain. So it's been really fun. Lots of fun.
So how did it go at Be Merry? There was a big open house.
It went fairly well. We did have a few people come in, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. We had like 5 free healings that were given out that day, and I've already done the healing for the gentleman that went off of mine. So it went fairly good, fairly good. I would have liked to have seen more people, but, you know.
Yep, it was the first year, so I think the fact that you had anybody show up is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, why, thank you, Princess Ski Bear. Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart.
She's in agreement. So, and you also went to the Goddess Festival?
No, I didn't go to the Goddess Festival, my darling, but I did order some of their gear.
Oh, that's what it was. No, I knew that you didn't go. I thought you went to something else that was similar to that.
Oh, well, no. I'm having a brain cramp on that because I don't remember going to anything.
You know what? This whole last week has just been a blur. So you probably said I went to Kentucky or I went to Burger or something. And I just turned that into she went to a goddess festival.
Okay. Well, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, me and the Be Merry girls are going on a weekend pilgrimage up to Lake Superior and doing our healing work of the land. So I'll be having fun up north. Oh, awesome. Praying for no snow.
Ash, how was your last 2 weeks?
My last 2 weeks were great. We went and took aura photos of people, and we met some really interesting people doing that.
Oh, interesting. Yes, we did. We met people that now, the first time that we did aura photos at Lake Harriet, they were all so wonderful. Not that these people up in St. Cloud weren't wonderful, too. They were very wonderful, but there were some people that were
interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Let's go with interesting.
Quirky.
Quirky doesn't really quite cover it either. It really doesn't. There was
eclectic?
No.
No.
Nope.
The conversations that we had were...
Some of them were like, how do you give a reading to somebody that is an archangel?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
One of them, he was an archangel. And I don't remember. Did he say he got a letter from God or something like that?
Don't know.
I don't remember.
Either way.
And he was welcomed into the army of angels, warrior angels. But he doesn't have feathers. He's got beams of light as... I swear he's probably listening.
And what is his official archangel name?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he ever said.
We met really nice people, though.
We did.
Everyone was nice. Just very unique stories.
What was that other one?
She started living here.
Oh, at the age of zero. Year zero.
Yeah.
So she's been around since, you know.
Thousands.
2010 years.
No, like billion from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Or trillion. I don't even
know.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
I am not Dr. Who. Dr. Who would know this. But she's been around since the year zero. And we met other people that just literally some of the people that we met were just so fun and interesting. And others were just so, wow, bless you, honey.
Yeah.
You rock on to your own tune, and that's awesome.
But it was fun.
It was fun. Oh, and we got to see some of our friends from Romp. the Ring of Paranormal Minnesotans or Minnesota Paranormal Pagans Paranormal. Yeah. I've got paranormal on the brain. And so that was fun. And Kevin Urbanski, who has been on our show a couple of times, he picked me up into the air. Literally, he's like 6 foot 1,000.
Yeah.
And he picked me up over his head and he just sat there with me over his head. And he's like, "How you doing, Lisa?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I think you just
put me down."
Her legs were flailing. It was funny.
Did you pop an ovary?
I think I popped my spleen. Yeah. But it was great to see them, and they've got a whole bunch of activities coming up. They're doing a clay class next Saturday, so we can put that on our website for people that are interested. What else have you done? You've had a busy couple weeks. Did. You are now the official marketing person. Go ahead.
I'm the official marketing intern at PLTV, which is Pagan Living TV, and we'll be launching soon. But on October 20th, if you're not busy, we have a chili and a bonfire going on so that we can continue to raise funds so that we can help be the voice of our community.
You know, yay! I was looking for crap on TV the other day because there is nothing on TV, and I've got, what do I have, DirecTV?
Yep.
So yeah, I agree. So there is literally nothing on TV anymore. There is infomercials and about 16 different Christian websites, or not websites, Christian channels. There is no voice for us at all out there. And there's nothing on TV unless you're like watching old TV. There's nothing good on anymore.
So if you want to support us, go to paganliving.tv and help us launch this.
Nice plug.
Yeah, nicely done. Continue.
Okay.
She's very good.
She is very good. I didn't even tell her to do that. So nothing else? You went to a Vikings game.
And we won! Yeah! Oh, it was so good! It was such a good game. Oh, my Lord. Sorry, I get excited.
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen.
By the way, Josh just corrected me. It's not Doctor Who. It's just the Doctor. Yes, I know that, but not all of our listeners know that. That's why I said Doctor Who. Smarty pants.
They know the show by Doctor Who.
The Doctor.
The Doctor. What have I been up to? Nothing. I did aura photography. We're going to do another aura photography at the symposium. The Paradigm Symposium on the 18th through the 21st. But other than that,
where is that going to be in the cities?
Well, we're going to have Scotty on and he's going to talk all about that.
Oh. Okay.
But I, besides my cat being a whore,
which we all love.
Yeah. Brother Ron, he was in town last weekend. And I made him watch Twitches on Friday and Twitches 2 on Saturday. Oh my
God. What the heck is Twitches?
It's this very ridiculous and stupid Disney movie.
Is it the Tourette's channel or what?
No, Disney. It's twin witches. They're Tia and Tamara Mowry. It's just a fun, dumb show, but I made him watch it with me just because it always brings me back happy memories because, you know, Halloween is coming up.
Yes. It should be the only legal holiday of the year. I'm sorry. I love Halloween.
I agree. And
people can I jump in here real quick, girls? The way I put it in my article, Halloween's the only real holiday. All other holidays are just crappy excuses why I don't get mail.
And that is totally true.
Well said, Josh.
For Halloween, I mean, Halloween is, in Samhain, it's our biggest holiday of the year. It's the one where we can feel free to say what we want because we can kind of get away with it. We can be like, yeah, I'm a witch. And people don't look at you like anything other than, oh, it's Halloween. It's a high holiday for everything. The veil is super thin. This is a great time to, you know, be able to honor your deceased relatives. And it's just, I know that in my family, we always have, you know, rituals after giving out candy. We do our whole ritual thing. And T, you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that we should, there's this whole Halloween buildup. And you know what? As soon as it's November 1st, it's like, oh crap.
Yay, Thanksgiving! No.
So seeing as we're talking about Samhain right now, I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
This will work for you. This is good. So really think hard now. Okay. There is an old belief that it is good luck to see which of the following on Halloween: a black cat, a pumpkin, a spider.
Oh, crap.
Or candy.
Damn it.
Candy. No, it's a spider.
It's a spider. Yay. Good. I had to do that one because it's a spider.
I was thinking, I was like, black cat. And then you said spider. And I went, oh, I know it's a spider.
And the reason for it is, at one time it was believed that it was good luck to see a spider on Halloween. It indicated that the spirit of a loved one was guarding you from evil spirits.
I am so well guarded.
You are. So appreciate and love your spiders.
Actually, you know, this was it a week ago? You and I did a spell together.
Mm-hmm.
So I still. Protection. Yeah. The spell for protection. So I still had some of the spices out on my coffee table. Why I didn't put them away, because it's like 10 feet away to put them away. I still had one of the spices out, and I saw this enormous spider crawling on my carpet towards my couch. I couldn't find anything to take care of it with, so the protection spider spell protected me. You know what
I
mean?
I was thinking you were going to say you threw a bunch of the spice on the spider.
No, I used the jar to smash the spider.
Oh, you smashed your protection.
With protection.
I know, but remember, this spider is protecting you. It was a loved one you killed.
No, it wasn't. It was a nasty, big, freaking spider.
And speaking of the one who went on a raid to kill all the box elder bugs, don't even be talking over there, Missy.
Hey.
Yeah.
They're good for nothing. I looked them up.
I bet by this time next week, I'll have a whole plethora of information about how amazing box elder bugs are. And they're actually the spirit of your grandparents' deceased loved one's brother's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
You watch what I'm going to come up with. It's going to be awesome.
Knowledge will be served.
That's right. Yeah. So separate subject, but kind of back on the same subject. You know what Josh said about Halloween, how it's the only good holiday? He wrote this amazing, really, I just said amazing, sorry about that, but he wrote this really great article on Halloween, and I don't know, it's he posted a link on my page, but not everybody, I don't allow everybody on my personal page, but I will post it onto the Citadel page and onto our website as well. But go check it out. It's the Scene magazine, and it's out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a really good article. And Josh, as you know, is like super funny anyway.
He is.
Oh yeah, and he interviewed me in it. So not that makes it any better, but
it makes it equally awesome.
Oh, Ashley's very animated tonight. Did you have caffeine?
I did.
I can tell.
I beat you to it, okay? This is for the box elder bug, or maple bug as it is known. They operating on set cycles. Be watchful for those looking to crash at your place and then eat everything in sight. Get rid of them before their friends and family show up. See, I was getting rid of them.
but on a more spiritual connection...
That is.
They're all about peace and love and harmony and great things for all of the world.
And clearly they're all about family and togetherness. They all hang out together.
Yeah. Good one.
No, they're about people who suck off of you and suck the life out of you and use you and suck you till there's nothing, and then they throw you aside and lay their eggs on you.
There. Do they really? Because I've woken up with them on my face before.
Yeah.
In like a freak pansy. I'm like, God.
They were making babies on your cheeks.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. Mm-mm. Yes, they were.
So we are in a waxing crescent. No, we're in a waning crescent right now. Moon. Let me pull all of that good stuff up that I prop for you guys. We are in a waning crescent, and that's all. That moon is perfect for banishing magic and for getting rid of oneself of addiction, illness, or negativity. I plan on using this time to get rid of a few things in my life that are negative. There are spells out there that you can do. But you know, as we've all told you before, it's smarter and stronger to create your own spell rather than to use somebody else's spell. So if there's something in your life that you want to get rid of, now is the perfect time to do it. And remember, it isn't, if it's more like, instead of doing like a money spell to bring money to you, no, you're going to do a banishing spell to banish your debt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's all about release and getting rid of all the bad stuff. And hopefully that includes Bear being in heat. Let's do a spell to get Bear out of heat.
I think we should. That or find her a neutered male that can satisfy her.
To Seema. Oh, and my mom called. My genie mom called, and she left me a voicemail. She did that today. When I came home today, I fell asleep on the couch. Oh, and I had the weirdest dream when I was sleeping today. I dreamt that you and the three of us, we were calling all other pagans in the United States and bringing them on the show and not telling them what we were doing and just saying, so what's it like to be a witch? So, do you have spells? And in my dream, because, you know, before we didn't have anybody on, in my dream, I was like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's do that. That'll be really entertaining. And then when I woke up, I'm like, we cannot bomb people with stuff like that. That's the worst ridiculous
idea ever. We're coming to out you.
Exactly. That's what we were doing.
Well, fine. If you're going to share that dream about outing pagans, I'm going to share you a dream that I've had. And it's very embarrassing and humiliating, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dream that was so real that you woke up doing what you were dreaming?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make it to the bathroom fast. Let's just put it that way. Yes. I am red in the face. I have shared this embarrassing moment. It has been brought to you by my shame. Thank you.
You know what?
We are all closer now because of
yes,
it.
Yes, but
we are bonded.
People go through that all the time, and you're just wonderful example. Thank you.
I'm a wonderful example of sharing how you wet yourself while you're dreaming because you're dreaming and going potty while you're dreaming. Let me tell you, it was a surprise to me and the dog. Especially when I ran. Yeah, I got out of bed so fast his head spun.
Oh, my goodness. Great, great dream, by the way.
That is a great
dream. You're ever so welcome. I'm glad I could share that moment with you.
Thank you.
We are all bonded now together.
In a twisted little way, yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to be right back with the news. Ashley, the angel face.
Oh, my God.
Use thy voice, Sarah. Fill the sky. Bring the little brats to die.
Children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment. Come, little children, the time's come to play here in my garden of magic.
They're going to think I'm horrible. Oh, okay. And begin. Bum, 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 bum. In the news with me. I'm going to read one story.
No more caffeine before shows.
I even had my own music on there. All right. I'm going to read one story this week because it's awesome. And I mean awesome as amazing. Okay. Five things you probably didn't know about witches. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. End quote. You are probably envisioning a bunch of warty green faced witches with broomsticks and pointy black hats huddled around a cauldron. Huddled around a cauldron casting a spell, right? I guess we can thank Shakespeare's Macbeth for that. This image of the witch has become so intertwined with Halloween, but has little in common with real witches past or present. After the jump, a few things you might not have known about witches. Numero uno, the whole idea of a witch flying on broomsticks come from the Middle Ages. People who practice witchcraft use various plants to make brews, ointments, and salves. Only some of the plants, like belladonna, mandrake, jimson weed, and I don't even know that H word, had hallucinogenic effects. Some discovered said effects and learned that these plants could be absorbed through the armpits or mucous membranes. Ugh.
Through the vagina and the rectum.
There we go. So, ugh. How did the witches apply these mixtures? With the end of a broomstick. What? Oh.
TD, not love when I pick out her story.
Oh my God. You're getting a visual and the flying. These hallucinogenic mixtures tended to cause sleep with dreams that involve flying, wild rides, or dancing. The modern day version of an acid trip. Oh God. Okay. What's next? Number two, those pointy hats were not actually worn by witches. One theory is that what we know as a witch's hat is an exaggeration of the tall conical deuce's hat that... Dunce's hat that were popular for criminals in the royal courts of the 15th century, where men and women may have been tried as witches. Someone could have painted or drawn a witchcraft trial and it caught on from there. Number three, male witches were not called warlocks. They were called witches. The term warlock referred to an oath breaker or one who was banished from a witch's coven. Number four, it's estimated that from 1480 to 1750, between 40,000 and 60,000 executions took place during the witch hunts in Europe and North America. During this period, witch hunters would search for a witch's mark on the bodies of suspected witches. It was thought to be the mark of the devil. Even though there is no evidence that any form of witchcraft had or has any connection to Satan, witch hunters would search for these marks near the armpits, breasts, or genitals on the suspected witch. If found, a witch's mark was thought to be undeniable proof of being a witch. There are a few theories about this. Some think that witchcraft practitioners had secret pagan tattoos. Others think that witches' marks were birthmarks, warts, blemishes, or triple nipples. Oh, there you go.
Triple nipples. I'll go for that. Hey.
Hey, a more feminist perspective suggests that the practice of searching for a witch's mark most commonly happened to women, and it was used as an excuse to strip and inspect naked, often bound and restrained female bodies behind closed doors. It's awful. Number five. There are many different kinds.
We got an echo.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There are many. There are many kinds of witchcraft. Wicca is a religion practiced by some Muslim witches. Wiccans celebrate Sabbats, the solar wheels of the year, and that says Ebats, but it should be Esbats.
Yeah, supposed to be Esbats.
The 13 moons of the year. One of the Sabbats, Samhain, falls on October 31st. Better known to most of us as Halloween, and that's the end of that story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can never allow her to be on caffeine before the show again.
No.
Holy crap.
No.
Holy crap.
I agree.
So I have a birthmark on my knee.
As do I on the side of my knee.
Mine looks like the Apple logo. It's an apple, and it looks like the Apple logo. I was thinking I should take a picture of it, send it to Apple, and say, can I please have a free Mac?
Because
it's kind of like advertising for them, although I was born with it.
And mine looks like a buckshot went into my knee.
Oh, not good. So that's the end of our news segment. We have the really wonderful Scotty Roberts coming up on the show next, and he is going to talk all about the Paradigm Symposium. There are so many really neat people that are going to be there. I can't wait. So hold on to your hats.
If you've ever wondered about the mysteries of our universe and of our ancient past, this is the event for you. This is George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM, and I'm excited to tell you about the Paradigm Symposium 2012. It's an event being held this October 18th through the 21st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Paradigm Symposium will feature unique presentations, a banquet dinner, and guest lectures by me and names like Eric Von Daniken.
My name is Eric Von Daniken. I'm the author of Chariots of the Gods, and I am happy after 15 years to come back to the United States this fall to the symposium.
Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Hey, it's Giorgio Tsoukalos from Ancient Aliens, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Paradigm Symposium this October.
Tickets are selling fast, so reserve yours today. And all you have to do is visit ParadigmSymposium.com. That's ParadigmSymposium.com. Reviewing our past, changing our future. The Paradigm Symposium 2012, brought to you by Intrepid Magazine and the Graylian Report.
I would like to welcome to the show the very handsome Scotty Roberts. Scotty, how are you?
I am doing just great. I am getting older by the day, but other than that, I'm good.
Who is it? Yeah, but you know what? I just saw your recent picture. You don't look like you've aged in 10 years, so sorry.
I just had a woman at the gas station today say, "You don't look a day over 30." And I winked and I said, "Thank you. I'll do business here more often."
I'd be like hugging her and saying, "Here's my number. Call me anytime. You know, if you want money."
But it must be the white whiskers that was the dead giveaway.
So, Scotty, the Paradigm Symposium. I was looking
for
people that are coming onto that. Wow, this is the biggest lineup of anything I've ever seen. I mean, you know, there's always everybody's putting on ghosts. Crap and everything like that, and they have the same people showing up to everything, and so it's kind of a joke. This is a whole new thing, and you've got some impressive people.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you know, this whole thing started as kind of a lark between my partner in this, Micah Hanks, and my wife, Rainey Roberts, and we were talking about this about a year ago, and I said, you know, when I was with Ghost Hunters with the magazine, I said I went to all these ghost hunting events. And I said, that seems to be the big thing that's out there. Why don't we try to do something a little different that offers a little different flavor, a little different dish, if you will. And we've both been into it, and the topics of my books are in that paleo contact ancient alien theory. And so I wanted to get something that was in that line of thinking. And so we just started asking questions. We put it out there. We said, let's do this, and let's ask some of the people that are published by the same publisher that we have. And so Eric Von Daniken was high on the list, and I thought, why not shoot for the top? Yeah. And so I sent him an email, and I told him who I was. I had appeared in a book with him, wrote a chapter for one of the books he was in, and he wrote me back the next day and said, absolutely yes. And then everybody else just started falling into place, all the Ancient Aliens guys, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Phil Coppens, Bill Burns, George Norrie, as a matter of fact, came on from Coast to Coast. And we've got a dozen other authors and pundits that people will know, Laird Scranton, Marie D. Jones, Larry Flaxman, Nick Redfern, Anthony F. Sanchez, David Weatherly, and the list goes on and on. And it just snowballed into something that was really big. And we sat back and said, wait a minute, this isn't just a little symposium anymore, a little event. This is very big. And there are big names. We've actually kind of said about it. Well, it's subtitled Revisioning Our Place in the Universe. And we kind of wrote at the beginning, it's the most esoteric blend of eclectic blend of esoteric minds in these fields, and that's really what it's become.
The lineup is so impressive. I mean, the when I was looking through the lineup, my head was blown. Because these are the top people.
They are, and these are, like Eric Von Daniken himself, he is an icon in this field. He wrote the book Chariots of the Gods back in 1968, really, in a pop cultural sense, kind of introducing the whole ancient astronaut theory. And he wrote, his book was merely a book that was filled with about 230 different questions. You just asked questions. What about this? What about this? What about that? What if this were this? What if this means that? And he's written 32 books since then. And see, he is one of these people that we thought it was a long shot. I remember when we sent the email, I said, well, there it goes. I hit enter. We'll see what happens. And we never thought we'd hear from him, but the next day. And so everybody has an interest in this, and it's become, even amongst the guys on Ancient Aliens, they're all talking about it. They've done interviews with us. They we put their interviews up on our blogs. We have Prometheus Productions, who produces, created, produced, and sells Ancient Aliens to A&E and the History Channel and H2. They called me out of the blue a few weeks ago and said, can we come up with a camera crew and film at your symposium? I said, absolutely, yes. And then they went on to ask me if I would appear in some of the episodes. So they're going to film me when I'm up there, when they're up here. And so it's turned into a very big deal out there, because there's nothing like this that's ever quite been put together like this before. And for it to be here in Minneapolis is even more exciting, because it's nothing like this has been done up here. And so we've got everybody in about 10 days. It's a week from Thursday. Everybody starts arriving. And Linda Moulton Howe launches us off on Thursday night with the keynote address. And then Friday through the end of the day, Sunday, it's lecture upon lecture upon lecture and presentations. It's going to be amazing.
Where is it being held, Scotty?
It's at the Hilton Doubletree Park Place over in St. Louis Park. If you know the cities, it's just on 394, just west of Highway 100, the big Hilton Doubletree there. And we've sold out the hotel already. There is no room at the hotel.
Wow.
But there are five hotels right there within stone throw of that hotel, right down the strip there. The intense, what would you say, the momentum behind this and the excitement about it is just growing. And for us, too, we're really excited. And, you know, of course, at the same time, I will admit, I'm stressed. Of course I'm stressed,
yeah.
Because it's all the details. And the last, you know, we started this a year ago, and we said, how hard could it be? We'll just find a location and sell tickets. And, of course, that ends up being the most nonsensical thing I ever said in my life. So there's lots of details we're still putting together, all the last-minute stuff, and tickets are selling. We had three tiers of tickets. Our highest tier of tickets, we call them the big, bigger, and biggest tickets. And the biggest ticket is completely sold out. The bigger ticket, which includes the banquet, and there's a panel discussion being done dinner theater style with all the VIPs. And Ian Punnett, who did the weekend Coast to Coast for years, and he's a talk radio host here in the Twin Cities on one of the Clear Channel stations, 107.1 FM, he's coming to moderate the panel discussion. And that tier of ticket, we've still got some of those left, but they're moving really fast. And there's day passes you can get at the door, and you can buy a la carte some of the special events that are going on there. So the excitement is almost beyond reality. It's sometimes I walk outside in a daze and say, this is only a little over a week away.
So what is the website that people can go to order tickets?
There's two ways to find us. ParadigmSymposium.com, and that's just for those who don't know how to spell paradigm. It's ParadigmSymposium.com. Symposium.com. Or you can go to my magazine website, intrepidmag.com, and just click on the Paradigm link there.
And we'll have all your links up on our website too for people that didn't have enough time to write that down. If you go to cpl.net, we'll make sure that we've got all of the symposium's information up there. So Scotty, there's going to be vendors and stuff there as well, isn't there?
Yes. There are. There's going to be a vendor hall, a vendor exhibitor hall. And so we have all your fairly typical types of vendors that will be there selling their wares, new age stuff, more metaphysical stuff. There's going to be three major publishers there. New Page Books, who is my publisher, and Eric Von Daniken's publisher, Philip Coppin's publisher. They're going to be there with a big presence. We have Inner Traditions books that's going to be there with a big presence. We have a Red Wheel that's going to be there, but no, they won't have a booth there. Sorry, I misspoke there. But their presence is going to be there. Llewellyn is going to have a table there. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to look at and a lot of things to think about. And that was really what we wanted to do with this symposium. And I'll be very honest, because people always have criticism, so I like to nip that criticism in the bud by saying this. There are two aspects to putting on a symposium like this. One is the, you could call it the more esoteric, and the other is the more practical. The esoteric would be, we're doing this to disseminate information, to get these phenomenal teachers and speakers. This would be like sitting at the feet of Aristotle and his crowd and listening to the things that they want to put forward. That's the one side of it. The other side is, it costs money. And so just like if you publish a book, your publisher will never publish another one of your books if your book doesn't sell for them. There's a business side of it. So yes, when people have approached us and said, oh, you're just doing this to make money. I said, well, yeah, if we make money, that's great. We would love that. Because you know what that does? That helps us do this again. It helps us promote the magazine. There is a business aspect to this. And putting on an event like this, I have learned, is like mortgaging a new house. So there is a financial aspect.
That would give you any grief about making a profit from that is ridiculous, because let's face it, in the paranormal industry, people are putting on events left and right, and it's not about helping. It's about making money as well.
That's right. Well, you know, and when you... when this becomes your career, when this is your career in your life, and you're writing books, and you're publishing magazines, you're doing things in this field, you're putting on a symposium like this, it becomes your career. There is no time to do anything else. And so, if we can make a living on this, that's great. If we don't make a dime on this, we're okay with that this time around, because it sets the stage to if we put on a good show, we're going to be able to do that again, and it builds reputation. And with the phenomenal list of people that are on here, there's no way people cannot come to this if they have an open mind and get something out of it and learn something. I'm sorry, say that again?
I said this is the biggest ticket in town.
It's huge. It's huge. And we have seen in this economy, in this market, we've seen two other huge events that are just like this one across the country fold in the last month and a half because the economy is so bad, and they've had to cancel and refund tickets. And we are thankfully at that place where we're just about at what we like to affectionately call the not eating our shorts stage. So we've made it that far. And now it's just putting on a good show and putting on some good information for people to get. And by the way, we're going to be doing extra things in there too, like two of the extra things going on. The opening night after Linda Moulton Howe, Roger Marsh, who is the editor-in-chief of the National or International MUFON magazine, is also a playwright. And he wrote a play that we're going to be doing that night for about an hour, done in an old 40s radio show style with the standing mics, and we're now connecting live with NBC, and it's called UFO Witness Theater, and it's all cases from MUFON that were their confirmed quote-unquote cases that he's got several actors coming up that are coming to portray these cases and talk about this in this radio theater style. So kind of an entertaining way to hear some of this information. We also have Phil Coppins, who is on Ancient Aliens. You may recognize him. He's got a few books out, quite the journalist. He just put out his book, The Lost Civilization Enigma, through my publisher, New Page Books. And we're doing a release party for his book at the symposium. And there will be extra things like that going on all throughout the weekend.
That sounds really great, Scotty. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm very excited. If you can't hear it in my voice, we are about as excited as we can be about this. And it will be nice, I can tell you what, it will be nice to get out of the business stage of this and get into the exciting, fun part of the symposium next week.
Exactly. Well, Scotty, I promise I will post your links on all of our websites. It was a joy having you on, and I cannot wait to go. Oh. It's going to be so exciting. Just the list of people you have, it is going to just be fascinating. So, Scotty, thank you so much.
And if your people just want to see more about who's there, if you go to Paradigm Symposium, you can go see the links. Their faces are all over the front page. You can click on the links and see who's there and learn a bit about who these people are and why they're important to these fields. So I appreciate your giving me the time to talk about it.
All right, Scotty, you have a great night, and thank you again so much, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. You can mash,
then you can monster mash.
The monster mash,
and do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash,
you'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash,
then you can monster mash.
So, ladies, we are coming to a close on our show for tonight. It was a great night. Scotty is always fascinating. We've had him on before, and his voice is just dreamy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Scotty's got a dreamy voice. His wife loved her dearly. Rainey is the funnest person besides you guys that I know, I swear. So, my darlings, I need a favor from you, for all of my healers out there and all of my friends and listeners and loved ones. I need a favor, and so does Ashley. My dad was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer over the weekend. And the prognosis is not good. The prognosis is not good at all.
So we would like you all to gather together, get your energy, get your love, get your prayers, and put it out to Gene Hottinger in Minnesota, and let's do some really good healing work for these guys and see if we can do some great things for Lisa and Ashley's dad and grandpa. I know it's really hard for Lisa to talk about this, but we just send all your prayers, all your love, and all the healing energy that you can muster. He has, his cancer is in his lungs, so let's focus on lungs and liver, kids. And send a lot of love and healing energy to Lisa and her daughters, that they can make it through this time and have the strength that they need to deal with this. And we love you all and appreciate everything that you could do for this. And I know Lisa and Ashley and Kayla and
Pookie Bear,
just send out all their love and thanks that you do this for them.
Thanks, T. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, yeah, if you guys could do that for us, I can't tell you how much it would mean to us. My dad is this wonderful, loving, caring man that does everything for everyone, and he needs our help right now. So if you could do that for me, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate it. Didn't mean to bring it on a down, Debbie Downer right there, but I just wanted my dad to get the help that he needs. So it was a fun show up until 2 seconds ago. T, do you have anything going on this weekend?
This weekend we're going up to the North Woods, up in Lake Superior, to do our mojo and healing the land and having some fun in ice cold weather, because it's probably going to be that way up north.
That sounds really nice, though. Ash, what is that going on?
I have not a lot going on. I have some birthdays to go to. Yeah! Eat some food! Okay.
No more caffeine for her ever.
Ever.
Holy caffeine every day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That or as punishment, you should send Bear home with her.
Yes. Let's do that. That's your punishment for drinking far too much caffeine. You're going to have to take care of the horny bear.
That is truly awful.
The horny kitty has to moan by her bed all night long.
No.
Right.
That is your punishment, and you will take it.
That's right.
At least I don't have to put any money in the swear jar in your faces.
I didn't swear tonight.
I don't think I did either, did I?
You swore off.
Off doesn't count.
Yeah. So you're clear, because as far as I know, you do not have any cuss words on air. So very proud of you.
Thank you.
Can't see it, but my hands are clapping. Yes. And but you're still 40 in, so.
I know. I actually thought it was 60, but we'll go with 40. That's cool.
We could go with 60.
Let's just go with 40. 40's good. I can't think of anything that I've got. I think I've got a quiet weekend ahead of me, which is nice. So I'll probably go to dinner with my uncle or something. I don't know. So I don't know. I think that we have the most really nice weekend coming up. The weather's supposed to be great. You know, maybe we'll go out and take some pictures. That'll be fun.
Oh, I know. I'll be taking pictures galore.
Oh, you'll be taking tons of pictures. So speaking of, for our listeners, Ashley, Teresa, and I just did a whole photo shoot. I forgot about that. And the pictures turned out kind of fun. And it was a blast. Although how they got us to lay in the ground and do the things that we did, not gross, but just lay in the ground where they keep bugs and spiders.
You make it sound like we did something foul.
That's what I mean. I just meant, you know, bugs and spiders. I can't believe that they got us to lay on the ground where
way you stated it was like they made us lay on the ground and do just icky things. It's like, oh my God.
No, we were just very close to nature. Like, on top of it.
It didn't bother me.
I know, you were the brave one. You were so brave. She went all the way back in the woods. And I'm like, I see a spider web. I don't think so. So that was fun. So go check out our webpage, cityspell.net. Ashley's got her own blog and webpage. Teresa's got her own on there, and I do as well. So you can check out our own personal links on top of that. We've got all new pictures. All of the spells are up there on the City Spell page. We're going to have Scotty's information up there, news articles, and just some fun and quirky things. So go check out CitySpell.net. And in the meantime, Ashley, Teresa, and Heather Feathers here too. She's doing her nails. Remember always, my darlings, that you are beautiful and perfect in absolutely every single way. And don't let anybody tell you that you're doing it wrong. And remember to always take back your light. Bye, my darlings.
Bye.
Supersonic, funkin' out!